What the hell, guys? Wow. How is everyone doing? How are y'all? How are you? Merry, Merry Christmas on the 25th of December. Hi. It has been a long time, guys. Like, way it's been long. I've missed you. I have missed doing podcasts. I have missed your comments. I have missed your reviews. I have missed your critics. In as much as some of them are, you know, kind of down telling and everything. But hi once again, my name is still the same. I am Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Cypher. And I am here on Let's Chat, a segment where we do a lot of mental health talks, a lot of the idiota, you know, the stuff that probably mess us up sometimes, make us happy. And of course, you know, we add that a little spice of happiness and a vibe of some, you know, fresh kind of jazzy feels, depending on what the topic, you know. So, welcome back. I hope you have been having an awesome time. Where this December thing, yeah? The weather, oof, Kenya, wow. You know, we're used to having this scorching sun in December where you just feel like it's the holiday fever. But now it's just been hella cold. Everyone akona homa. The rest we are being told that sisi wenye hatukuwa na homa. Tafash. Anyway, what's up? So today we are having a slightly not so different topic from, you know, everything mental health, hashtag mental health matters, but I'd like us to talk about, you know, our personalities. Do we have to live in accordance to what people think we are? You know, probably you see me probably wearing a suit, you know, always serious, you know, this professional person who's respected. So if you found me in a different setting, would you judge me by how you see me at that time and start viewing me in a different way? You see, you feel me? So definitely it is mental. So this topic is a very deep topic, because you know, on you know, that you being or wanting to feel like you're needed in the society, or you want to be accepted in the society, all that stuff, like, you know, you want to fit in, most definitely. You know, wherever you go, probably it's a new place, you have this culture shock and everything that is going on with you trying to fit in. So if you find different people doing something different from what you believe in or what you are not used to, would you agree to it just to have that recognition of, sorry, this person is, you know, probably going to be one of us very soon. Sorry about that. So me, I'm just chilling in the crib. And then all of a sudden, this topic comes in my head, and I'm like, "Aya, yo, let's talk about it. Let us talk about it." You know, let me give an example. I know most definitely this one can be the most relatable example, but so it comes to a point where, you know, you are there in your, probably in your early 20s, late 20s, early 30s, and stuff like that. You still have that kind of youthful feeling in you, and in as much as you want to be professional, you kind of want to let loose sometimes, you see. So when it comes to a point of you having already met these colleagues, you know, kind of created that bond with them, but you've never seen them in the outside setting. And we all know sometimes Friday, you know, it's a culture, you know, just go out, probably get wasted, get messed up, and you know, all that, on whatever drug you prefer, and then, you know, go home when you're happy and wake up with a hangover, irregardless of the fact you tried so hard not to, you see. So my point is, would you do it, or would you just stick to your standards and those odd rules you always make for ourselves, just to, you know, put ourselves in the right tracks, be our own leaders, be our own mentors? To be honest, you know, you'd do it. You'd actually do it because you want to fit in. And if these people had viewed you on a different setting, then definitely their view of you changes either positively or negatively, depending on how they saw you, you know, depending also on the person. So if you saw me on a professional setting, or if you saw me behind my character being this quiet, and then we go somewhere and then you see me drinking, and you're like, ah yeah, so you also drink. Told you, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so will you judge me because of that, or will you start avoiding me or viewing me in a different way? Me personally, to me, that I feel like it's sadistic, sorry to say, but because, allow me to explain before you start lashing around, because I feel like it's a bit sadistic. Is why judge me? Why won't you know? It's to me, honestly, it feels like you just want to stick to that picture of me being so perfect that anything that ruins it, you tend to hate me because of your own insecurities, you know, because you're wondering now, just because you're doing this, then people will start judging you. You know, truth be told, no one has an opinion over you. No one has an opinion over your life, and no one can literally come and tell you this is the, you know, this is the point you should go and you should take it because I'm the one who said it. No, you have your own decision to make. You have your own life to live. You know, just I feel like wherever you go, you know, the slogan of when you go to Rome, do as the Romans do. So come on. I don't mean like if you go somewhere and you find people are doing, you know, drug dealing and shit like that, and you do it, of course, you know, that one you can avoid. But when it comes to this point of like, when it gets to this point of like, guys are drinking, guys are having fun, you know, something that you see, honestly, it is slightly harmful, because you'll get over it irregardless. So, question is, would you do it, you know? I know it's a question to ponder, or to you probably it's quite easy, you'd be like yes, but honestly not everyone is like you, so stop bragging. Yeah, but come on, not everyone is the same, so you just can tell me that probably if you have a faster decision making process, you'll have to force me to do mine the same way. No, come on bro, come on sis, we don't do that, and you can force me to do something that I do not want. It is that serious. Like, it is that serious. I'm just taking some soda. So, anyway, that was just a by the way. Yeah. In terms of our mental health, true, it does mess with us. You know, let me give you pointers to whatever it might cause. No, low self-esteem. Like, literally, low self-esteem. Anywhere you go, your low self-esteem will force you to do anything and everything just because you want people to like you. And let me tell you the truth, like, you shouldn't force people to like you. If a person likes you, let them like you for your natural you, not your pretender, not your wannabe, for a better word. So I feel like you should be you. If you do not want to drink, then stick by it and say, I do not want to drink. And you can still have fun. If they don't want it, then fine by it. You know? We are so many people in this world. You just can't force that one person to be your friend. Because some come with their different agendas. Some come with their own weird initiatives that they want to do. Others are genuine. G's, you know, like true ones, and I big up to my real G's out there. And so it wasn't just like something that, you know, you take so much time to think about, because it's wow, a straightforward answer. Hunger is striking. Hunger. Yeah. So to you, my fellow listener out there, yeah, you who is listening to me right now, what do you think? Come on, you can comment, probably send me a voice link or something, reply, follow, you know, like, because it's actually mental. Sit down and think about it on your own. Literally, you alone, probably listen to smooth music, or if you love rock or anything, just listen. and then ponder on that. And then you will see it actually makes some sense. Like, don't force me. If you saw me in church and then you find me in a different setting and then probably start judging me by my character on everything, and you know, you do not have the right to judge, because it is only God who can actually judge you by your actions that you do down here. So it is your own personal decision, and if you did it consciously, then your conscience is clean. The values the society tries to force us to have, the everything and anything people force us to do, like, it's sometimes hard to understand why nowadays we do take people's opinions to be so important in our lives that we even forget who we are. We forget what we are doing, we forget what we are trying to fix. You know, like, it is very crazy. I want you to think about that, and when we come back, we're going to have a slight talk, you know, just feel everything, and then we're going to wind up and we're going to call it an awesome morning, day, night from wherever you are. Love you guys. We'll be right back after the break. Yo, yo, yo. Ati, we are back. Ati, tumerudi. I hope you guys have thought or pondered upon the amazing thoughts. Yeah, the amazing thoughts are, you know, the podcast, the topic. If you're tuning in right now, welcome. Welcome, my name is Danny, the storyteller. You can call me Cypher. And welcome to my podcast by the name Let's Chat, where we give you hot topics on mental health. Are they usually hot? I don't know. Anyway, topics on mental health. Things that make us happy, things that make us feel like, you know, crappy stuff. And yeah, welcome. And thank you for subscribing. Anyway, that was just me making puns and trying to talk like a weird newscaster. Anyway, as you were saying, the topic today was about, you know, changing your persona just to want to fit in somewhere. You just want to feel accepted and, you know, recognized. People at least to know your name and stop forgetting you after, you know, seconds of knowing you. So, yeah. Fun fact. What's the fun fact? I never thought of that question. Anyway, let's proceed with why do people tend to be very judgmental? You know, I have never understood why people tend to be very, very judgmental with the things you do. They are not doing it, but they tend to be very judgmental with how your character is, how you feel, how you do things, how you relate with other people or them. They tend to be very judgmental on that, and I feel like it's so crappy, because I feel like in as much as someone is really trying hard to mess you up, I feel like they are trying to feel good about themselves, because they feel very insecure around you. They see you like a perfect person. So I feel like you should put up your, you know, like, walk with your head high, man. Like, don't give a fudge about what these people are trying to, you know, say. The best advice you can take is from someone who's actually trying and wants the best from you and actually wants to see you succeed, and someone who is willing, you know, to accept that you are winning in life and they are there to support you. And definitely, when you you see, if someone actually is that loyal, most definitely when you succeed, you'll always remember them, right? Like, you just can't leave someone behind, and they have always been there for you. So, as you were saying, like, I feel like if you want to, then change it. But if you can't and you want to stick to your standards, then let them understand that. If they will, then they will respect you. If they won't, then those are people up. B.I. Yeah, I just censored that. Yeah, so, like, yeah. Trust me, the real people will definitely respect you and they will have fun with you in the way, you know, they get fun, they do whatever they do, and they are happy, and they see you and they're like, yeah, you're also doing your thing, so you're also happy. So I feel like, don't let people force you to change, and don't let people's opinions try to mess with you. I know, yes, someone can actually go through that and you'd feel like, damn, I am really, really, really messed up. But if you take a chance to understand yourself and take this time to, you know yourself, then I feel like you will be the best version of you, and people will tend to respect you, and you will attract the right people in your life. Yeah, people from Jamaica, if you're listening to me from Jamaica, what a guan, man. I really do not know how to speak that. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for missing my podcast. I knew you missed me. Hi, I knew you'd do. Why are you smiling, man? How are you smiling? Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in till the end. Thank you for listening to it. And you're a 420 guy, then let's forget 420. Yeah, if you know, you know. If you don't know, then stay woke, man. So, breaking news from the North Pole, guys, by the way. I am serious about this. So, breaking news from the North Pole. Santa forgets to deliver presents after having eaten two edibles or cookies from his fast. Gift, draw point, disclaimer, stop waiting for free things, hustle my G, stay woke, follow me on all my social media platforms and share this podcast. I love you all, so bye bye, motherfathers. Wagwan. Danny Cypher out.